You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 121, Kid Charlemagne by Steely Dan. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Is there gas in the car? Today on Lyrics Undercover and by request, we're taking a trip to the cleanest kitchen in California with Steely Dan as we uncover Kid Charlemagne. Steely Dan, a long-lived American band known for its eclectic combination of rock, pop, R&B, jazz, and funk, has featured a changing lineup of musicians in the years since its inception, with duo Walter Becker and Donald Fagen at its heart. Becker and Fagen met as students in 1967 and played together in bands including Jay and the Americans. By 1971, their songwriting was strong enough that Barbra Streisand recorded one of their songs for an album, and producer Gary Katz suggested that the two form a band of their own. Initial Steely Band band members were Skunk Baxter and Denny Diaz on guitar, Jim Hodder on drums, David Palmer on keys and vocals, and of course Becker on bass and Fagen on keys and vocals. Their first album, Can't Buy a Thrill, was released in 1972 and produced two hits, Do It Again and Reeling in the Years. David Palmer left the band shortly thereafter, and since that time, Steely Dan has featured Becker, Fagen, and an enormous changing cast of studio musicians, including Michael McDonald, who would later front the Doobie Brothers. From 1972 to 1974, they toured, but by 1975 were working mainly in the studio, where Fagen and Becker are known to be rigorous perfectionists. Their jazz-influenced compositions, filled with unusual chord structures and complex rhythms, grew more sophisticated with each album, and fusion artists like the Crusaders and Lee Ritenour joined them in the studio for albums such as Pretzel Logic, Katie Lied, and Asia. Their lyrics have been called wry and cerebral, and often feature sarcasm and references to dark themes, such as crime and drugs and Eastern mysticism. Kid Charlemagne, from the 1976 album The Royal Scam, describes a character Steely Dan have called Owsley Stanley-esque. Owsley Stanley, the Grateful Dead soundman, was also a professional former ballet dancer and noted underground LSD chemist who ran laboratories in California and Colorado. He was known for the purity of his product, that is, it was kitchen clean, and for supplying Ken Casey and the Merry Pranksters with acid. The Pranksters' psychedelic colored bus may be the Technicolor motorhome mentioned in Kid Charlemagne. Going to L.A. on a dare refers to a story in Tom Wolfe's The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test about Casey and the Pranksters. On the hill, the stuff was laced with kerosene, but yours was kitchen clean. Everyone stopped to stare at your Technicolor motorhome. Every apron had your number on the wall. You must have had. Owsley Stanley had been raided by the police before LSD was made illegal and moved his operation. They caught up with him again late in 1967, raiding his lab in Orinda, California. Some versions of the tale have Stanley being captured when his car runs out of gas, prompting the song's line, "Is there gas in the car? Yes, there's gas in the car," which some believe to be Steely Dan's weakest lyric ever. Stanley served time in prison and now lives in the Australian bush and creates sculpture. Join the human race. Some things will never change. Becker and Fagen announced that their career as a duo was over in 1981, just after another successful album. However, they found ways to work together even long after the band had disintegrated. Donald Fagen released a solo album in 1982, but didn't record solo again until 1993 when Becker produced an album for him. Steely Dan launched a reunion tour to promote that album. The album didn't make much of a splash, but the tour did. Donald Becker released a solo album produced by Fagen in 1994. In 2000, Steely Dan made its first album in nearly 20 years, Two Against Nature, which won a Grammy. Since then, they've released another album, and Fagen and Becker each have new solo albums. Steely Dan toured the US and Canada again in 2008. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.